Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
30 minutes away from announcing three names for Beat the Bank to play up to $1,000. And we're getting a lot of messages on the text from Kid Nation members who are women and proposed to their men.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Including this one right here, which
happens.
The accidental one. I accidentally proposed to my husband using the Taco Bell sauce packets.
Hmm?
We had an outstanding joke regarding the messages on those packages, or on the packets. What was an innocent Christmas gag gift turned into a proposal. I still haven't had the down on one knee moment that most ladies get. Hey, at least you got your man, though.
Yeah, but you can't replace that moment.
Yeah.
I know. But she got her husband. Maybe for an anniversary, he could get down on one knee and
make it all good.
They're married.
I know, but still, you can recreate the proposal you never got.
Renew the vows, you know?
Yeah.
Start it all over.
You can't go back.
I know. But sometimes jokes turn into marriage.
Hey, sometimes it doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter to you, there you go. It's fine.
She seems happy.
I got down on one knee and mine's over. So
there you go, Al.
But there's just something about that whole,
right.
Oh my God, you're doing what?
Because typically people are going to ask, well, how did he propose?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't. I did. Oh, okay.
Which is cool.
Doesn't matter what other people think.
We still have to check in with part-time Justin and hot intern Jordan. They're making their way back home with our 2001 Land Rover that we exchanged for a Nintendo Switch.
Yep.
We'll see how they're doing on the road trip back. And I just got back from a road trip. My wife and I went out to Napa, but we flew into San Francisco for my buddy's wedding.
First time?
First time going to San Francisco, Al, yeah.
Okay.
And I grew up in California, and I never made
that
it up there.
That was way south, though, wasn't it? You grew up way south
than
that.
It's like 8-hour drive.
You've been to Napa before?
Never been to Napa.
Yeah, me neither.
So beautiful. Excited. But
I noticed that in your pictures, it was not the... That's when my mother and I went, when it wasn't really pretty.
Yeah.
All the vines are just branches.
They're just dry. Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to say it's not pretty. It's still beautiful scenery, but the lushness of all the...
It's not harvest.
The vineyards.
Yeah,
it's not there.
We did a couple wine tours and all that.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
So cool how they make the wine. And we went
to...
This couple told us about how they weren't even going to get into the wine business. He's a lawyer and he retired and they just bought the property. And they started just... They bought Wine for Dummies and started... Just a couple, you know, little
just to see if they can do
vines.
It.
Yeah, and then they ended up buying 2 acres, and now they have really cool wine that's called Anomaly.
What a beautiful! I mean, that would be a dream.
Oh, they live the dream. They're living life. They say it's really difficult, but they're having a lot of fun.
You gotta have a lot of money to do it.
But before we went out to Napa, my wife was thinking because I booked our hotel for the wedding, and right as I was gonna book the hotel, my wife goes, "Wait."
That's what you want to hear from Kinsey.
Wait, I got an idea.
She said, I got this. I got this?
She didn't say, I got this. She goes, I have an idea. And now, if you know my wife and if you listen to the show in the past, you know that we've had things go wrong with our trips in the past.
You've had some travel issues when she was left in charge.
Yeah. One time I was trying to go see my buddy who was playing baseball at the time for opening day, and we showed up to the airport, and my wife had forgotten to click finish. On the flight,
on the booking thing,
so we couldn't get on a plane. So things like that, little things,
a little small hiccup in the trip.
She goes, "I have an idea. Why don't we stop in San Francisco for the night on Friday? Since we're flying in there, just make the drive out to downtown and see the hills and Golden Gate Bridge, and look out and see Alcatraz and all that good stuff, and do the touristy stuff." And I said, "You know what? I've never been to San Francisco. Why not? Mm-hmm. Let's do that." So you handle San Francisco.
Oh.
I got Napa.
Oh,
boom.
Boy.
You know?
I love you, Kinsey.
Yeah. So we get to the airport, and it's always fun traveling with Kinsey because you don't know if you're ever going to get on the
plane.
You know? So we get to the airport, and I'm crossing my fingers. Sure enough, our reservation's there for the flight.
It's there.
Yay.
Okay.
So step one complete.
That's a win. That's a win. All right.
So we get on the plane and we land in San Francisco and we go get the rental car. And again, you're hoping you're going to get a car, you know? And if not, cool. We got Lyft or Uber. We could take one of those. Sure enough, the car reservation's there. I'm like,
two for two.
Two for two now.
Awesome.
Let's go. Tom Brady, how you feeling?
Let's go.
I know. We were excited.
Yeah, but you're getting lulled into that false sense of security right there.
Oh, now I'm not thinking about anything going
on.
No, she's got this.
So we drive over to the hotel, which takes roughly 2 hours, thanks to that San Francisco rush hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And apparently there's about 13 million people living in that little tiny city.
Yeah, it's big city.
And then it's downtown, and there's one-way streets, and then I get stuck on the buses only lane, and the cops give me the finger, like, don't do that, and I don't know where I'm going.
I'm a tourist.
So I'm getting stressed out traveler mode.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't know how to drive
pitting
in the city.
Out.
I'm pitting out. I thought I was going to get in trouble. Finally get to the hotel, and we walk in. Uh-oh. And I'm feeling good, though.
My wife's two for two.
My wife's two for two.
She got this.
Reservation for Chavez, please.
Yeah,
and the guy goes, I got you. Types it in, looks up at us, and as soon as he looked up, I was like, uh-oh. That's not the welcoming face that I'm used to when I go to a hotel.
Okay.
And he goes, yeah, would it be under any other name?
Oh, no.
And I was like, I glanced over at Kenzie, and I gave her the, look. You know,
it was too good to be true.
Not again.
Well, two out of three ain't bad.
But when I did this, my wife gets the confident look on her face, and she goes, funny, I have the reservation on my phone on the email.
Boom!
She busts out the phone, and I see the email. It says the hotel name, and she hands it over to the guy, and I'm like, oh, okay, we're still good. We're three for three.
Yeah.
So she hands it over, and he does some more typing. A lot of typing, some more typing.
What are they typing back there?
He has that little headset thing on, and he whispers into the headset thing. I don't know what he said. And then another guy comes out. He looks at the screen, looks at my wife's phone, and then he goes, ah.
I see the problem.
Ah. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It's all good. All right. He goes,
oh, boy.
Yes.
What city?
Ma'am. Oh, it was for San Francisco, Jenna. But
What year?
She, you reserved hotel rooms for March 18th and 19th. Which was my birthday. So I guess she must have gotten so excited that she reserved it for my birthday instead of for the wedding.
But like for next year?
No, this year. It was back then. It was a couple weeks ago.
Did they charge you for the no-show?
So I looked at him. I'm like, but sir, I already saw the payment go through. I mean, I paid for the hotel.
Yeah, you did.
And he goes, oh, yeah. You absolutely paid. We're all good. And I'm like,
you don't owe us anything.
No, we're not all good. I already paid you. And San Francisco is not the cheapest hotel town, you know?
Yeah, but you paid for March 18th and 19th.
Sure.
Oh, St. Patrick's weekend.
And
good.
I was like, this is an easy fix, sir. Can you just, you know, since I already paid, just sweep it on over to today? And he goes,
no,
but I can gladly get you into another hotel room. And my wife just looked at him with tears in her eyes. She goes, you don't know what you're doing to our trip.
To our relationship.
You don't know what you're doing to our trip. And he goes, I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't give you the money back.
Oh, man.
So I just looked at her and I was like, I turned around and I walked out. I was like, we're going to Napa.
Oh, so
y'all didn't spend the night.
No, we saw zero of San Francisco except for the drive-in.
Oh.
Well, you got to go across the Golden Gate Bridge.
You technically already stayed in San Francisco for two nights last month.
Yeah, that's right. Look at the bright side.
And she goes, I think it was because the website's not user-friendly. I'm like, babe, you can't keep saying it's not user-friendly.
All right, so I think at this point, at this point in your marriage, you need to go ahead and retire Kenzie's travel agency.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I love Kenzie to death.
Sure.
And everybody's got things that they're good at and things that they're not good at. And this is just apparently not one of her.
I've got travel agents.
I know. But
they can find you really great deals.
She gets so excited to plan our trips, Kelly. But I know.
I think she can work with the travel agent.
I know.
No.
I think she just gets so excited that she just does it.
No.
And maybe won't finish. But you know what? It worked out. We went to Napa and met up with our friends that we would have gotten to hang out with. So you turn little raisins into wine.
You had a room the night
little raisins
that you messed up in San Francisco. They just happened to have a room for you at the other place.
The other hotel was kind enough to
let you stay an extra night.
Move some things around, and they were able to. Yeah.
That's good.
Otherwise, we would have to go. I don't know where.
Yeah.
Crash on a friend's hotel.
Yeah.
But they were really nice.
Motel 6 Napa.
Yeah, we would have made it work. But we drove. I didn't care. We just started driving to Napa.
How was that drive?
Long.
Were you guys okay in the?
It was quiet for the first
hour.
Yeah,
I bet. I know. I think I've been in that kind of situation.
Yeah.
It's just quiet and you're tired and hungry.
If you're in the marriage, sometimes I'm the one that deserves it.
How many times did you do
the sigh? Oh, if you ask my wife, I was doing it roughly every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then about an hour into the drive when we're almost there, she goes, so can we talk yet? And I was like, yeah, we can talk.
What do you do?
What are you going to do?
Man?
It happens.
What are you
going to
do, man?
Oh, man.
You get mad for a couple, and then you're done.
Yep.
That's how it works. Speaking of road trips possibly going wrong, part-time Justin, hot intern Jordan out on the road. We'll call them and see what's been going on next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Lots of adventures going on. 10 minutes away from calling out the first three names of Beat the Bank.
All right.
First one in, we'll get to play for up to $1,000. Like we said, part-time Justin and hot intern Jordan are on there going straight ahead with part-time Justin road trip.
All right.
We traded a Nintendo Switch for a 2001 Land Rover, which Justin and Jordan picked up last night, I believe. Right, Justin?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you in the car right now, or where are you at?
No, I'm at it's Lake Superior State University.
Oh, yeah, you're doing a little broadcasting from the school, right?
Yes, they brought in the hockey players, their coach, the president. The president's hands are so warm. They also brought in, it is so cold out here.
What's the temperature up in Sault Ste. Marie?
Like -2 degrees Celsius or something.
Or something.
Wow. Celsius. No. Okay. All right. Celsius.
It's like, I know. It's like, and I think they shot The Revenant here. It's just like nothing but snow and dead trees.
So yesterday,
if we break down in the middle, I'm probably going to have to like do a Leonardo DiCaprio and then like sleep inside an animal.
Right. You're going to have to.
Probably
You and Jordan are going to have to do that. So you guys landed in Detroit last night. Then you made the 5-hour drive to Sault Ste. Marie, right?
Yes, we did. And that was easy breezy. We listened to some good albums.
Yeah.
I played Lemonade for Jordan, and he played me some weird play thing that he was into.
Some weird play thing that he's into.
Okay.
Yeah,
Broadway
some
or something.
It was about something about an imaginary friend that didn't exist.
Now, you guys, at a certain time, you were supposed to meet Jonathan, who was giving us the car, right? You had a certain time set out?
Yes, but we met like at 11 o'clock at night behind a building in a back alley.
Yeah.
And with one spotlight. It looked like a...
That doesn't sound like a Craigslist safe zone.
Yeah. What time were you supposed to meet him, Justin?
We were supposed to meet him around like 8.
Yeah.
But we met him at 11.
So you were a little late. And is it true that as you're arriving late, you were trying to stop by Applebee's or something?
Yes, we did stop by Applebee's.
Look, when you're 3 hours late, you can't stop by and get something to eat.
From the man who ran late for work and stopped to get coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure right. did, yeah.
So Jonathan's sitting
Great
there with the...
think alike.
Jonathan's sitting
well,
there with the car.
Well, if I'm already going to be late, might as well enjoy it.
Oh, Justin.
Yeah, let's not get in the habit of being late for people doing nice things for us.
Yeah. Were you late this morning?
Yeah, we definitely were, just a little bit. I got the time.
What happened this morning?
This morning, I thought, we just were just leaving late. We left the Land Rover at the studio. I was afraid to drive it that late at night. But
okay.
We drove it this morning.
So you were late because...
I had to go pick it up.
Gotcha. Okay.
So did you stop for breakfast first?
Of course.
No. But lovely James and Debbie made us French toast, bacon, fried eggs, and toast.
That's nice.
Otherwise, it would have stopped and been extra.
Well, why were you so afraid to drive the car late at night? I mean, what's the deal?
Yo, it's sketchy here at night. Like, it's like Stranger Things.
You're not used to that area.
Yeah, I feel like what's eating Gilbert Grape.
Okay.
We should have probably gotten him AAA before he left.
What are the chances, in your opinion, Justin? I know you've driven this car just for a minute. What are the chances
it's going to... Oh, and the brakes aren't helpful.
It's going to make it back.
Hold on. We'll get to this in a second because we got a couple of things.
Can he apply for AAA online?
He might be able to.
I think so.
Here, let's get to Justin and Jordan making the exchange with Jonathan. So Justin finally meets Jonathan at the radio station for the switch, which was supposed to happen
at
3 hours prior to when they actually met.
Hello, Jonathan. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Oh, I got your Nintendo Switch. And hello, what's your name?
Felicia.
Felicia, nice to meet you.
You. Too.
So cute. There? Yes, get in.
It smells good. It smells like
my dad put in my first car. The first car I ever got, it was black ice. So it reminds me of my first ever car. Why is the vent in the top open? It's freezing cold out here.
I left them open.
Okay. How long have you had this bad boy?
Almost a year.
How's the horn? That's a horn! That is so cool!
General Lee. We got General Lee.
Yeah. What?
Jalee's alive and well in Sequence.
Justin, you need to make sure you make it down with that horn.
Oh, my God.
Does he even know
gosh.
What that horn is?
Oh, boy.
Justin, do you know what that horn's from?
No.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Come on,
Hazzard,
man. Bro.
Dukes of Hazzard. That's where it's from.
Yeah. Well, we just told you. That's
okay.
How you know.
Is that the one with Justin Simpson, or is that a different one?
Well, it looks nice in the car. The interior is wonderful, Justin.
Oh, yes.
Spacious.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I named it.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like you guys are meeting in the woods somewhere.
Yeah, it does.
Wait, you named it?
Yes.
What'd you name it?
Okay, well, it's a little bit of a dark humor, but I want to call it Rihanna because it's beautiful, it's sexy, it's a little dark skin colored, and you can tell it's been beat up just a little bit. But
Justin. Okay, so
oh my.
That's bad. Oh, that's bad.
Best joke ever.
That's bad. Okay.
All right, so Rihanna is the car's name.
Yeah.
We don't need to
Rihanna.
Know why. Okay.
Yeah, all right. What else, Jason?
Now, the question
we still work.
Right. So the question everybody's having, will Rihanna the car, the Land Rover, make it home? So you guys asked Jonathan, who has owned this car for years, if you think it's going to make it back all the way home. Let's see.
Okay, and we're driving this all the way to Texas. Do you think it's going to make it?
I hope so.
You hope so?
I hope so.
What are the odds?
I'd say 50-50.
50-50? Oh, my God. Halfway. Okay.
When I first bought it, I had to drive about 2.5 hours back home with it. And I had just gotten home almost, like, maybe 5 miles from home. And a transmission line blew.
Hey. Oh, no.
And I was stranded.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. So if that happens to me and I don't know how to fix a car, what should I do? Call you?
I would call AAA.
No, call AAA. No, I can't call you. You know this car. Okay.
If you're here, yeah. If you're in town, call me.
All right. Do you think it'll happen again? Please say no.
I hope not.
Oh, no. Me too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so he's not feeling like it. It's going to make it all the way home.
Okay, but for a second, you guys, the way this is being filmed, it's like an episode of Cheaters. Yeah. Like, he's parked in the woods, and there's the camera.
In the woods,
and they're being shot from afar. That's so funny.
Oh, man.
All right, well, good luck, man.
That's it.
I know. Good
Justin,
luck.
Justin, hold on.
Well, I just left the lights on, and so hopefully I got to go check the battery, make sure.
Do not.
No, don't. You can't do that.
Justin! No, dude, it's just an old
Let
car,
him do
dude.
It. Let
old,
him do it.
Old cars, you have to really treat them a little bit differently.
Any other issues, Justin, that you've noticed?
The cup holders.
What?
The cup holders aren't that bad. They're small. Like, take your hand and make a circle with your thumb and your index finger, and that's the size of the cup holder.
Okay. So like a Red Bull can fits in there.
That's not going to prohibit you making it back.
That's good enough for a straw. That's it.
You need to check all your fluids, make sure that the car is at least going to not break down.
He knows how to do that.
Oh, and the worst thing, he gave it to me on an empty gas tank. So now I have to fill up the car.
They just fed you and gave you a place to sleep.
Well, no, it's two different people.
Two different people.
Oh, it's two different people.
Jonathan gave the car. James gave the house.
Okay, I'm confused now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he should have thrown a quarter tank in it.
Yeah, something like that. All right. Well, Justin, you keep broadcasting out there, okay?
Okay. I love you guys.
Good luck, dog.
All right.
We should have put in the fine print. Also needs to have a full tank of gas.
No, we didn't. We give him a Nintendo Switch.
Giving
for a car.
You a car for Nintendo. I mean,
as long as he can drive it to the gas station, I guess enough to get him there.
And you guys go check the fluids, and we'll check in with you in about an hour. Okay, Justin?
Okay. How do I do that? Send me a YouTube video.
All right. Cool.
Just Google it.
You guys, they're not gonna make it home.
No,
they're not gonna make.
They
it
They might
home.
Not make it today.
Yeah.
They might not make it out of the woods.
We should have sent somebody like an adult with them. That's what we should have done.
All right.
What are we thinking, Cheddar?
We never mentioned one of the biggest problems.
What was it? Did he forget to mention it?
There's no license plates. Whoops.
Oh my God!
Hey, what are you gonna do?
What's he gonna do?
Can't get it registered now. I mean,
hold on. So when I asked Justin if there's any issues other than the not backing up, he mentions cup holders instead of no license plates.
Hey, he's all about appearance, man. Not about legalities.
We'll
figure it out. But I'm just saying.
So are you just taking your chances the whole way home in this situation?
We're riding dirty,
pretty much.
Can we just like write a little sign?
Yeah,
and
we'll
in
make
the window
one.
And say,
we'll make one.
Don't
you can't make up a registration for a vehicle.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Officer, we're working on
no,
it.
No, you can't.
Put that on the window.
That does not work.
Yeah. So we'll figure it out.
Maybe you can
just
stop by
like
one of those
a TBD.
Yeah. That we has could... all the license plates on the wall and just grab one and stick it on.
Steal it from the restaurant.
Can you do that?
Coming soon.
I don't know.
We need to go.
What's
we find somebody with a car dealership and get a paper tag sent to him or something.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Announce some names.
Somebody out there can help.
Oh,
us.
All right.
Thanks, White Cheddar, with the update.
Oh, license plates.
Justin, is there anything wrong with the car? Yeah, the cup holders are small.
Give me some.
How about no license plate?
That's awesome.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Round one of Beat the Bank. We're going to call out three names here. We do it again next hour, so don't worry if your name's not called this hour. You sign up at KidNation.com.
All right.
Big Al Mac, hit us with those names.
All right, here we go. Carmen Robertson, Tina Kaufman, and Samantha Jimenez.
Shout out.
Samantha Jimenez, Tina Kaufman, Carmen Robertson. The clock starts right now. You have 10 minutes to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now hold on to your britches. If nobody calls us back within 10 minutes, we're going to open it up for everybody.
That's right. We'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Justin and Jordan picked up the Land Rover, but the car is a joke, and April Fool's is over. Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank.
Half glass full.
That's right. Half glass full, Justin.
More on those antics coming up.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
We just found out the car does not have a license plate.
Yeah. Oops.
Oopsie.
Yeah.
Oopsie.
Good times. Good times.
Details, man.
Carmen Robertson.
Yes, sir.
You are the first one to call back. You get to play Beat the Bank.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yay.
You win the race.
What
are you up to?
I'm
this,
ready.
What are you up to this morning?
I'm going to work, and I couldn't believe I heard my name.
Yeah.
You did.
You heard your name, all right. What
yes,
do you,
sir.
What do you do for work?
I work for Choctaw Nation. I'm their nutritionist.
Oh, nutritionist. Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, well, love it.
What should we eat for breakfast every morning? What's the best meal to have?
The best meal is good grains. I would do oatmeal, and because you can add your almonds, walnuts, pecans, you can do, I don't know, dried berries, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it
something
all
that sticks to your ribs.
Yeah.
That's amen.
Yes, that's right.
And then you cut the carbs later on in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all portion controlled.
It's all portion. Okay. Don't eat too much.
Yeah. Nothing's bad as long as you can, you know, you get it as a treat.
Exactly. And my motto, if it tastes good, spit it out. It's not good for you.
Have you ever heard of the one bite rule, Carmen? Where people say if you see a cookie and it looks delicious, you take a little piece of it, you take one bite because the first bite is always the best, and then you don't need to keep going.
But I never savor it because, you know, I've lost 177 pounds, so.
Good for you.
I'm a big old girl. Yeah.
Good for you, girl.
And now you've become a nutritionist.
I did because, I love to talk and food, so why not?
That's
why not?
Awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You got a cool job now. Kelly, will you tell Carmen how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Yeah, I'm sure Carmen knows, but for everybody who maybe is just tuning in for the first time, we're going to put Carmen in the bank vault with the banker. He's going to start calling out dollar amounts. It could go as high as $1,000. Now, Carmen has to sense in her gut when he's going to slam that vault door shut, so she has to yell stop before he does that, or she loses everything. We do have a new twist. We have the option of a safe deposit box. You can stop on that, or you can just let it go. But if you do stop on a safe deposit box, the prizes and cash in one of those boxes could be worth up to $3,000. We haven't found one of those safe deposit boxes yet, but you never know.
They're
could be
there.
Your day.
Yes.
You have to yell stop no matter what when you're ready to
stop.
Yes,
to
ma'am.
Stop. To stop, that's right.
How does Big Al think?
You know what? I thought Friday, being Friday, we'd have a big winner. And we had winners, but not a huge winner. I think it might be due for today.
Oh, really?
I'm serious. I need a huge winner.
All right.
Al's feeling really good.
Feeling good, girl. Right. Feeling good.
Nice.
You feel it out, Carmen. It's up to you,
go with your gut.
Go with your gut feeling.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Your healthy gut, because you had a good breakfast.
That's right.
Yes.
Your granny
yes, ma'am.
Gut. Yes. All right. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
$50. $100. 180. 230. 270. 310. 380. 440. 490. 520.
5.
Safe deposit box.
I believe so it was.
Did she stop on the safe deposit box or the cash?
We'll give you our producer saying since it's a safe deposit choice option, we'll give you the choice.
You can stop at the last dollar amount.
520, or you want to choose a box?
Let's choose a box.
You want to go with the box? Right. She's going with the box.
Okay. A gambling woman. You got to pick one, two, or three, and we don't know what's in any of the boxes.
Which one will it be, Carmen?
I don't think anybody has picked three in a long time, so let's do the big one.
She's going with the big one.
The big one.
Number three.
Nobody's picked one. No one ever.
That's the safe deposit box that looks like a high school locker.
Yeah, it does look like a little locker.
All right, Jenna's going to open it up.
Jenna's going to open it up. Hopefully the lock. There you go. She picked the lock because Jenna's good at that.
All righty. Are you ready, Carmen? I'm opening up your white piece of paper.
Do me good, Jenna.
She's got her game face on. I can't tell.
Yeah.
Oh.
It reads, Big Al's wedding photos with a value of $0.
Oh, no. That's okay.
Oh, I've got to sit down.
Dang it, Al. You and your wedding photos?
Dang it. Thanks a lot, Big Al.
Where did this come from? Yeah.
Wedding photos, they do have a little value.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
That's okay. I've always wanted to play and even get called.
I'm so sorry, Carmen.
You did. Hey, Carmen, just to see what it would have been like, let's see how far it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
Oh, well, at least you stopped at the right time, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I just picked the wrong box.
We've all been there.
You know what, Carmen? It was lovely talking to you, though.
Yes, thank you so much. It was good visiting with you.
All right.
You guys.
And you win at life.
You do
just
win at life.
Know you're, that. You win at life.
You're helping people.
You lost 170 pounds. That deserves congratulations.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. There's Carmen Robertson. Being a gambler. Sometimes you got to gamble in life. Money she didn't have.
I'm so sad.
And she regrets nothing.
Well, she might regret a little bit.
Yeah, maybe the number three. She'll hate that number forever now. All right, we'll play Beat the Bank again. Less than 1 hour away. If you want to get in on that action, go to KidNation.com and sign up so that we could find your name and then call it out so you could play.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Just played Beat the Bank. Carmen went with the safe deposit box.
Yeah.
And can't win them all is what we'll say there.
Chose box number three, and it had zero value.
Yeah, we've had a couple people pick that box, number three. A lot of people pick number two. Gotten a couple winners from that.
Yeah.
No love for number one. And then a lot of people won just playing straight up. We'll have your chance to play here coming up in about 30 minutes. KidNation.com is where you sign up. This Friday, we'll play you an interview with Craig Robinson.
Yeah.
Super hilarious dude. You've seen him in Pineapple Express, bunch of Seth Rogen movies, actually. The Office. He was in The Office.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
It's the end.
He's so funny.
Real cool guy.
But he stopped by on Friday, Big Al.
For a 10-minute interview.
Yeah.
And stayed here a long time.
He was having fun.
We were having a blast with him.
And, of course, I, you know, threw a little plug in for the bar. Hey,
of
man.
Of course you did.
You're in town for a little while doing a deal over at the Improv. Why don't you come by my bar and let's hang out? Because he was singing here, playing our keyboard. And I'm like, it'd be cool to sing some karaoke with him. He said, sure, I will.
Okay.
And we've had people that say that, you know, I have. Say that all the time.
You're being polite.
Yeah, I understand that. They're busy. Got their own thing to do. They, 9 chances out of 10, don't show up.
Blake Shelton has been saying he's going to stop by for years.
Perfect example.
There you go.
So he said he'd stop by, and I'm just in the off chance. I stayed a little later than usual. I said, yeah, about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Because he had a gig.
He was playing the Improv, and he's on the other side of town. And so at 1:15, Kelly, I said, he's not coming. He's not coming. There's no way in the world.
Wait.
You know, it's late. So I went home, and I went to sleep.
Okay.
And I woke up the next morning, and who stopped by McKinney Avenue Tavern? Yes, Craig Robertson. He stopped by, took a picture with the DJ, took a picture with the waitresses, took a picture with the bartender.
Not with the customers, because they were gone too.
Yeah, I mean, it started, he showed
did
up.
Did he karaoke?
He did not. He showed up, he walked in the door, from what the DJ was telling me, at 1:40. And we kind of start closing at 1:50. I wasn't there, so I don't know what went down. But he did stop by, he kept his word. And so I hit him on Twitter. I said, man, well, you're a good guy. You're a man of your word. You did say you were going to stop by, and you did exactly that. Yeah.
They're just fond?
It's not. Yeah, he said, I have no problem.
Oh, he did?
I had a great time with the staff. They treated me great. So thank you, for Craig, for stopping by.
For trying.
He's a man.
Yeah. It's not a lot. Not often you get a big, huge movie star to come to your bar. So it's very, very cool.
You could have sang with him.
Wish I had been there.
Yeah.
Oh, we would have sang.
Oh, big time.
Something.
Dude, you could have probably partied with him till like 4 in the morning singing.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, because he came here and would not stop singing. And I mean that in a good way.
He loves it.
He loves it.
He really does.
He was a music teacher.
Yeah, I would have probably had him. We would have left that club, gone to my house, and I would have fed him some Blue Apron.
You would have done that? You would have said, hey, Craig, come to my house?
You would have cooked for him?
I would have gone to my freezer.
Yeah, because you just got a fresh delivery, didn't you?
Just got one Friday, so I would have looked at my freezer and pulled out some salmon.
Yeah.
Oh,
some asparagus. And just whooped it up right there for him on the spot.
Well, you could have done it together. That's the fun part, is you can learn together how to make these gourmet meals.
Because cooking up builds strong bonds.
It does.
You guys would have been best friends for life.
You know what? I found it's also okay to do alone.
It is.
It is, Jenna, which is what you like to do with your Blue Apron.
I mean, it's my only option.
Yeah.
So I'm good with it.
All right.
I'm getting ready to place my order for Blue Apron. I need to see what Alan's feeling this week.
Oh, you guys switch it up all the time? That's a beauty
thing.
Well,
yeah, because you can choose. I mean, you can, based on your tastes and,
Upcoming is spinach and fresh mozzarella pizza with olives, Kelly.
Oh, that sounds good.
Are you going to step it up to the family of four meals?
Oh, yeah, you got it.
We're going to have to, aren't we? Yeah. Yes. Even though we're a family of soon to be six, but six. Still, I mean,
yeah, you could split them for the little
tiny,
ones.
Yeah. They have tiny appetites.
Yeah, little tiny stomachs. If you want to try it for free, first three meals on us, go to blueapron.com/kid. That's KIDD. Look, you don't have to go to the grocery store. All the ingredients are in there for you. Just follow the directions.
Right.
Comes out
house.
Tasting just like it would at a restaurant. Seriously. Yeah. Anybody
can
be a
cook. You will shock yourself that you can do it with
Absolutely.
Blue Apron.
Blueapron.com/kid. Your wedding in 89 days, Kelly, you got your dress all picked out.
I got my dress. I said yes to the dress. I went about a month ago and just by myself, just to kind of weed through, because there's so many options.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get the right, you guys are going to be bored by this. You want to get the right silhouette. You know, the shape for your body.
Yeah.
So, you try on some ball gowns, you try on some mermaids, you try on some A-lines. You have to see what looks best with your body type.
Okay.
And with your age, I don't know if I should say. I wonder if I should keep it a secret.
White?
My wife had mermaid,
white, white, off-white?
Used to be, when I got married a long time ago, it was all white, and very rarely you found anything in champagne or ivory, but now it's flipped. They realized most women don't look really good in pure white. Mm. It has to be like ivory or champagne, just a little, because it's more complementary to your skin tone, so I was very lucky with that.
Okay.
And also, since I got married before, they realized not all brides are a size 6 sample.
No.
So there were plenty in my size for me to try.
Okay.
So,
good.
Because you see them on the TV shows where they barely get it on. They have all these straps and pins just to kind of hold it on to you to walk out.
Uh-huh.
So I found some that actually fit. Because
off the rack?
Off the rack, because I don't have time to order a dress. I have to buy something off the rack, which is fine. But I got really lucky, one that they had just gotten in, so it hadn't been tried on a lot, just a few times.
Uh-huh.
And so it was clean, and when I went in a few weeks ago, I had a little bit more difficulty zipping it than I did this past Saturday.
Oh, lost
so
a little weight.
So
apparently, I went back with my mom because I said, okay, these are my options. These are the ones I really like. Which one do you like best? And thankfully, she liked the same one I did the best.
Okay.
It zipped up a little bit easier this time.
Okay, good.
But not...
All the way.
It zipped.
Okay.
But it's a strain.
And then once
last time,
right,
I couldn't zip it at all.
It'll be fine, though.
Once you get it right, you just got to maintain, right,
till
the wedding.
5-10 pounds max is what I
got
to do.
You got 89 days, girl.
Yeah, I can do 5 easy. 10 might be pushing it, but I know I can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not even a pound a week.
Right.
So I'm going to be really good, but I'm really happy with it. I wanted something a little, I don't want to say sexy. I don't want y'all to think I'm coming out. But I mean, just a little bit sexy because I'm an older bride and,
keep it sexy.
Nothing wrong with wanting to be a little sexy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, really.
Strapless.
You
no, I can't do strapless because I don't, even though I know they do a lot of boning to hold it up, mm-hmm. I want to dance, and I don't want to have to be pulling up my strapless all night. So it does have straps.
Great.
Yeah, when you're wearing strapless, don't you get scared when your dude dips you that one of the girls is going to pop
Alan
out?
Alan is not dipping me. Based upon previous experience.
Hello, I'm Alan.
What do you mean?
He can't dance?
When he dropped me.
He dropped you?
Alan dropped you.
He was going to, when we went on vacation last year, we were in the pool, and he was going to try to carry me out of the pool. It was not pretty. Let's just say, when you're in the water, you weigh nothing.
Abracabooyah.
Coming out of the water, you weigh a lot.
All the extra water.
He literally collapsed beneath my weight.
Oh.
Now, it could have been the cocktail.
It was a cocktail.
Yeah, it was a cocktail.
It could have been.
Mm-hmm. You were slippery.
You were slippery.
You just slipped over that step, maybe.
Yeah, you were just super slippery.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
The moisture got in the way.
We're
I think when water gets absorbed in your skin, you actually weigh more. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Like
I was
a sponge.
Waterlogged.
Like just like a towel. You take a towel out of your cabinet, it weighs one thing, but you put in water.
You got to bring it out.
And you had on jeans. It was
coming out of the pool in jeans. It was not pretty. So don't be looking for any big dipping moments.
Kelly Jean
at the Raspberry Evans nuptials.
What about carrying you through the threshold of the house?
But I love how people are inviting themselves to the wedding very subtly.
Oh, they are. Do you want to uninvite anybody that invited themselves right now?
Just the comments they make on some of my Facebooks, like, oh, I can't wait to see you in that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, wait for the pictures to come out.
Wait to get your invitation.
Yeah. It's going to be a small wedding, that's why.
Yeah, let me just say, a lot of people have been messaging me about coming to the wedding, and I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't
be
your
back. There you go. I don't know you, and it's not like this is a free thing for me. If you come to my wedding, it's costing
money.
Me and Alan a lot of money to host you. So please don't be offended if you don't get invited because I don't know you.
Exactly. Very key right there, knowing somebody, right? All right, I wanted to remind you guys to our Kids video. For last year's officially done.
Yes.
And we would love for you to join us, Kid Nation, over at Kid TV, kidtv.com at 10 Central this morning.
Okay.
We're going to play the entire video.
2 hours.
The world premiere.
Oh, awesome.
Of the Kids video from this past trip that we took at 10 Central, kidtv.com is we're going to do that. It's 20 minutes long. It's really cute.
Okay, cool.
All the kids get to reminisce about the trip. And then if you want to help us out, kidskids.com is the website.
And always use that money.
Yeah, we take donations all year long, you know, if you want to hook it up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Mississippi State put a beating on UConn. Then, yesterday, lost the big one.
And it snapped 114 game winning streak.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
Whew. Boy.
Nobody thought it would be done.
Some good basketball over the weekend. Got one more left tonight, Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah?
Yeah. Who you got, Kelly?
Carolina.
North Carolina.
Or Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
North Carolina.
That's right. You heard it here first. Kelly Raspberry calling it.
Gosh, I wish I still had. I had a Tar Heels starter jacket.
Yeah. Baby
when
blue
I was
one?
A little kid in Ohio. Yeah, baby blue, over-the-head starter jacket. Used to get in a beef with Winston. He was a Kentucky fan.
Where's Winston now?
I don't know. Where is Winston?
Winston.
Yeah, where you at now, Winston?
He was a UK fan.
Yeah. Usually UK well, they're not well too.
Yeah, but not this year, Winston.
Rebecca, how are you doing?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Hey, you were...
Me?
Me?
You made it through first.
Yay, I can't believe it.
Yeah. We were hoping you were going to make it through. We wanted somebody
what
to play.
What are you doing right now?
Pulled over. I was on my way to work.
Oh,
what do you do?
Over?
Oh, I work for Collin County.
Okay.
Mm.
For the county.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to go up there and take a little business recently.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I bail somebody
they don't
out.
Like it when you forget to pay your property taxes.
Oh. You forgot to pay taxes?
I forgot.
Kelly Raspberry.
I use that excuse.
And don't try giving them puppy dog eyes to see if they'll waive the fine.
The fine. Work.
Going to do it.
No. Those fines are not just like $20 fines.
No, they're not.
They don't hook you up.
Typically not.
Yeah. All right, Rebecca, here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the vault with the banker, okay? He's going to be giving you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. So it's all how much you're willing to gamble in here. When you feel like he's going to go as high as he's going to go, you yell stop. Even if he says $1,000, which is the maximum, you still got to yell stop, because if you don't and that door closes, you get nothing. But there is a twist. You might get a safe deposit box thrown in there somewhere. If you decide to stop there, you will get to pick between three boxes, numbers 1, 2, or 3. Jenna will open that one up, and then you get whatever's inside, okay?
Okay.
It could be more than what you were going to win, or it could be less. Nobody knows what's inside the boxes except our producer, White Cheddar.
And he ain't telling.
And all right. He ain't telling. All right, Big Al, how you feeling this round?
Well, sooner or later, I'm going to be right. I feel really good.
Hey, you can't help the way you feel.
Can't help the way I feel.
Yeah. Just go with your gut,
feel
okay?
Really
sorry,
good.
I was burping up a protein bar right in the middle of that sentence.
I think I can smell it. It smells good.
You can't help the way you feel.
All right, Rebecca, let's get you paid. Let's play Beat the Bank.
Sixty, 110, 140, 210, 350, 370, 440, 520. 550, 680.
Stop.
Yeah.
There you go.
She wasn't feeling what you were feeling, Al.
I was with you on that one, Rebecca. That's exactly where I would stop.
$680, though, girl. Ain't nothing to be ashamed of.
Thank you.
Just call a little girl.
Yeah, baby girl. Yeah.
Baby girl. What are you going to do with $680, Rebecca?
Her son's birthday is this month, so probably
move
a little on him and rest towards bills.
Her son's birthday is this month, so a little bit towards his birthday, the rest on bills.
Okay, you speak parent. I couldn't understand a word she was saying.
So, Rebecca, you already got $680. That's yours to keep just for fun. We want to see how high it would have gone.
810.
That's all right.
Hey, you played pretty good. More than half right there for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And what's your baby's name?
His name is Cord.
Cord. Oh, that's a cool name. Cord. Well, happy early birthday to Cord. I'm sure you're going to buy him something real cool with that money right there. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. Hey, that's round two right there. We play twice a day. We'll play again tomorrow morning. Sign up at KidNation.com. You only have to do that once. We call this Beat the Bank.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.